Tim is now ready to introduce this week's fourth batch of news stories.
Last Saturday saw the start of the main football season, and we have a lot of sports news as a result. We'll start with a reply to one of our listeners who wanted to know which players had left and joined Norwich City Football Club this summer. We also have a report from City's first home league match, which they lost, possibly to a foul that was not spotted by the referee. There was more bad news, as the BBC is considering axing Radio Norfolk's away game coverage, and popular former Norwich striker Joss Sargent's dream move is turning sour. Away from the football pitch, a Norwich kayaker will be paddling for Great Britain. Jane will kick this section off.
We had a special request last week from a listener who closely follows Norwich City. He asked if we could provide details of the players who have left the club at the end of this last season, and of new joiners. We have not found any articles that provide exactly that information, but various sources have provided us with some information. This may not be perfect, and please excuse our pronunciation. Leavers include Shane Duffy, Emiliano Marcondes, Jeffrey Schlupp, Dan Borden, Tony Springett, Kenny McLean and Matej Jurasek, who has left on a season's loan to Sparta Prague. Joiners include Andre Brooks, a central midfielder, Sam Field, a defensive midfielder, Bruno Alves, a centre-back, Darlin Yongwa, a left-back, Elliot Miles, a midfield attacker, and George Long and Louis Mulden, both goalkeepers. Of the new team members, the most expensive is Andre Brooks, who cost £9.34 million and was in the starting line on Saturday the 15th. The only other new player who was on the bench was Bruno Alves, but he was not used. The youngest new player was 19-year-old Elliot Miles, while the oldest was George Long, 32-year-old goalkeeper.
A controversial start to City's championship campaign. Paddy David delivers his West Brom verdict from a score 2-1 Carrow Road home defeat to the Baggies. Referee justice. The manner of West Brom's controversial opener did nothing to dissuade Philippe Clement of the need to roll out video assistance across the English second tier. Although the Belgian made his feelings crystal clear in his post-match media that VAR should not have been needed for a handball he clocked from 50 yards away. Arne Hegerberg appeared to thrust both arms at Jimmy J. Morgan's driven low cross to bat the ball over the Norwich goal line. Pelle Mattsson was one of the nearest home players and turned instantly towards the match official with his arm in the air. Clement himself did the same towards the fourth official. But the goal stood, and Morgan rubbed salt into the gaping wound when he finished a sharp Albion counter to veer around Harry Darling and slot past Vladan Kovacevic. Matthias Kvistegaarden responded in stoppage time, but there was no opening day heroic comeback, just a sour aftertaste. Norwich failed to convert their dominance of territory and possession and overwhelming number of chances created compared to the Baggies. But they didn't deserve to troop around the pitch at the final whistle as losers. Clement, perhaps wisely, headed to his players rather than confront Tim Robinson and his assistants, who left the pitch flanked by a ring of stewards. Championship bosses have been advised to avoid such public face-offs for the new season. For all the fresh guidance for officials designed to improve the product, the same plea remains. Get the big, key decisions right. The stakes are too high for Norwich for championship games to hinge on a clear and obvious error.
BBC bosses are considering proposals that would see Radio Norfolk coverage of Norwich City away matches axed. The cost-cutting move would mean that, rather than tune in to listen to Chris Gorham when the Canaries are on the road, supporters would instead have to rely on commentaries provided by the home team's local BBC radio station. The measure, which would restrict the Radio Norfolk broadcaster to Carrow Road games, has been put forward during internal discussions as the corporation looks to make savings of £500 million over the next 2 years. Bosses believe that introducing the policy at all local radio stations could save millions of pounds. However, if introduced, the policy is likely to provoke a strong reaction from fans facing the prospect of being forced to listen to their rivals' commentary and analysis without Canary insight. One season ticket holder said, "I go to as many away games as I can, but when I can't, I always listen to Radio Norfolk. I think we have the best local commentary in the league."
Former Norwich City striker Josh Sargent's dream move is turning sour. The 26-year-old made an acrimonious departure from Carrow Road in February with his challenge for a place in the USA's World Cup squad cited as one of the reasons for him wanting out. Having downed tools, he was banished from the first team scene by City head coach Philippe Clement. But while he finally got his wish to return home, he now looks set to miss out on Mauricio Pochettino's 26-man USA squad. Sargent, who joined Toronto FC for around £17 million, has struggled to hit top form in the MLS and now appears to have fallen short of selection for the home major tournament next month. Sargent had spoken of his desire to reignite his international career following his departure from Norwich.
Norwich paddler Lucy Lee Smith is excited to race at the ICF Canoe Sprint and Paracanoe World Championships with pressure off her shoulders. The 29-year-old kayaker will compete in the K1 500 metres and 1,000 metre races in Poland and is hoping to prove her talent with the GB flag on her vest. She's part of a team which includes reigning Olympic champions Charlotte Henshaw and Emma Wiggs, as well as 2024 Paralympic silver medalists Hope Gordon, Dave Phillipson and Jack Ayers. She will take to the water later this month in Poznan from August the 26th to the 30th, having started her journey at Norwich Canoe Club.